My dear friends, this is my privilege to be in conversation with Dr. David Garrison. Dr. David Garrison has PhD, University of Chicago, and author of 4 books on missions, has been a missionary in Hong Kong, Egypt, Tunisia, Europe, and India. He served as Associate Vice President for Global Strategy at the Southern Baptist Convention's International Mission Board before assuming his current post as the IMB's regional leader for South Asia. Garrison is recognized around the world as a pioneer in the understanding of church planting movements. And it's my real privilege, Dr. Garrison, for you to be with us today morning. And I would like to greet you and welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for this very, very meaningful, challenging time for us to be together, sharing and reflecting about the church planting movement. And right now I have this book, which is authored by you, The Church Planting Movement, How God is Redeeming a Lost World. I also read on the cover page of your book a verse from Habakkuk 1:5, which says, "Look to the nations, watch and be utterly amazed, for I am going to do something in your days that would not believe even if you were told." What an amazing, meaningful, inspiring word it is for us today. And I would like to ask you a few questions. Mm-hmm. And these questions are from your own book, The Church Planting Moments. The first question I would like to ask you is how the church planting moment began. How it all began?
Well, David, let me begin by saying thank you for this opportunity to share with our listeners a little bit about what God is doing in the area of church planting movements. You know, this is not something that we invented or dreamed up in a missiology classroom or in a mission organization, but rather something that we discovered that God was doing in ways that surprised us. And that's why I think that passage from Habakkuk 1:5 was so meaningful. When a missionary shared with me one day, he said, "You know, this verse describes my ministry." I said, "Wow. What are you talking about?" He said, "Well, look at what God is saying." He said, "Look to the nations." The word nations means mm-hmm. the people groups.
Yes.
He said, "Look to these people groups because I'm going to do something in your day so amazing that you would not believe it even if you were told." And I've got to admit, when I read Habakkuk myself the first few times, I never noticed that. But now we are seeing around the world, God is doing something among the people groups of the earth. Something so amazing that many of our own constituents say, "How is this possible? Is it true? Can it be?" And yet it is true. God is multiplying His grace and His glory, drawing hundreds of thousands of new people to saving faith in Jesus Christ, leaving in His wake thousands upon thousands of churches. And He's doing this at the ends of the earth, among unreached people groups, peoples who previously have never heard the gospel, and now they're responding in great numbers and multiplying new churches. And this is really what church planting movements is all about, what the book is all about. It's a description of what God is doing and the ways that God is at work in our world today.
Wow, amazing. How great it is to know that God's time is really in these nations, and we are seeing the result of that. And where there is no vision, people perish. Mm-hmm. And I think Lord has given you that vision to be a pioneer in this church planting movement.